Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. What I'm going to do is I touched on the Supreme Court. I touched on Peter Navarro earlier. So I just want to recall, you know, he did three reports. I want the Supreme Court to look at all this stuff. I mean, he did his due diligence. He came out with real numbers. Talked about all the illegal votes in, by category, by state. Some of the categories are like absentee ballots cast without statutory required application, absentee ballots cast that arrived after election day, ballots that were requested before and after statutory deadline, absentee ballots cast from addresses other than the voters that were where they legally reside. Ballots that were returned on or before the postmark. This is a joke. The Supreme Court, you call yourself justices, you're a freaking joke. Ballots that were returned before the postmark date? Are you kidding me? And all these categories are in the tens and hundreds of thousands. Every one. You have made Mike Pence and the Supreme Court justices change that. Take your robes off. Put on a clip-on tie. You're worthless. Absentee ballots without a postmark? Are you kidding me? Or ballots requested under the name of a registered voter without consent? Dead voters, double voters, felon voters, ghost voters, illegal ballot harvesting, voting machine irregularities, mail-in ballots cast by workers other than after the registration deadline? Oh, my God. You're telling me you didn't look at this evidence? Are you bought and paid for? Are you real? Are you human? Are you American? Non-citizens voting? No corresponding voter registration to the numbers? Are you kidding me? Out-of-state voters who voted in-state? Poll watchers and poll observer abuses, signature matching errors, voting machine irregularities, never mind math impossibilities, voters over 100 years old, voters who voted in the wrong county. It turned out to be hundreds of thousands of votes where Joe Biden won by tens of thousands of votes. This is a joke. You guys in the Supreme Court are jokes. You should take off your robes. Go home. You're not even doing your job, and you're getting paid a big paycheck. I mean, Amy Barrett, you brag about your Christian Catholic faith. Again, same thing as same with you, Kavanaugh. You know, they put you on the stand to eliminate due process. Every one of those women said that they lied but one, and here you didn't even go after them? What kind of a coward are you? Don't you care about your country? Next. Democrats were only able to win 2020 by breaking chain of custody laws in every swing state. This is a joke. This is against the law. The ballots should come in sealed. They need to be checked from person to person. They need to be validated. They need to be signed. None of this happened. You can't have just ballots showing up with all these videos of ballots showing up with planes and vans and cars in the middle of the night and call this legit. You are actually making America illegitimate. Do you understand? You are spitting on the graves of over a million combat soldiers who died for us. So what, you and the Supreme Court get these hundreds of thousands of dollars of salary for not doing your job? How about the military? Where's your code, your honor, your oath, your duty? When you see all this foreign intervention and evidence, where is it? Next, huge development. Hand recount finds Dominion voting machine shorted every Republican candidate in Windham, New Hampshire. Everyone. Everyone. Did I say that clearly enough? Every freaking one. Next, they got caught. Dominion-owned machines removed 6% of the votes. 85 towns. And we're still playing the Banana Republic card. So Mike Pence, the Supreme Court justices, put quotes around that term, except for Justice Thomas, you're literally selling out your country when you have evidence up the yin-yang that we've been given it for over 3 months, and you say there's no evidence? Next, New Hampshire Department of Justice, again, put justice in quotes, refuses to investigate the largest voting machine counting error in state history. See, nothing means anything, people. If you're bought and paid for, or you are willing to be blackmailed and sell out your country, everything's fine. Next. 300,000 Biden vote dumps late on election night in Virginia cannot be adequately explained or tied to final results. We've talked about Virginia. We've talked about New Mexico. We've talked about California. We've talked about all these other states that weren't even in the swing state category where voter fraud occurred. And you people at the top do nothing. You're stabbing every American in the back while using the term Constitution, legitimacy, democracy. You're fake. You're phony. You've sold us out to the elite. Next. More on Biden's 308,000 ballot drop in Fairfax County, Virginia on election night. This one ballot drop was 73% of the Biden vote. One ballot drop in the middle of the night was 73% of the Biden vote. Can you connect the dots here, people? Next. Colorado's 2020 election results are also suspect. Biden's number raised serious red flags and alleged turnout, and comparing it to Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Next, why are Arizona Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors not in jail? They are reportedly currently breaking the law by not handing over the 2020 election ballots. There's supposed to be 22 months to look at all this evidence. They're not allowing us ballots. They're not allowing us forensic evidence on the ballots. Pulitzer approved. 65 countries were involved in the election fraud steal. But yet a Supreme Court is bought and paid for and blackmailed? Especially Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett. All three last picks by President Trump. He gave you a career and you stabbed him and the American people in the back? You're disgusting. Next, previous study in AccuVote voting machines, like those used in New Hampshire, found serious flaws in accountability to steal votes with little risk detection. All right, I'm going to move on to healthcare, folks. And the first article, you're going to think, I'm making this up, you're going to think, and this is why I often try and give my disclaimer, published articles in the public domain. Are you ready, folks? Are you sitting down? Maybe you should have a swig of a shot of something, because you're not going to believe it. You're going to think I'm lying. But the NHS instructs midwives to say chest feeding, and this is not just midwives. It's hospitals and other healthcare institutions and diagnosticians. They're instructed to say chest feeding instead of breastfeeding, human milk instead of mother's milk. Look it up. I know you think I'm making this up. I promise you, I am not. Next, CDC exposed inflated COVID deaths by 1,600% throughout the election, violated multiple federal laws. Hey, justice. Or should I say jokes? Supreme Court jokes. Hey, Supreme Court jokes. Where, if they violated federal laws, where the hell are you? Unbelievable. Next. Toronto man is forced to quarantine, comes forward about Canada's coronavirus internment camps. People. People. Next, there's an article here. Well, I just want to remind everybody of an article from the New England Journal of Medicine. It hasn't been tainted like the Lancet since they got caught, to my knowledge. But they said, and I'm going to just read a couple of excerpts. We know that wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection. In many cases, the desire for widespread masking is a reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. And I totally agree. And we've given tons of evidence from the Denmark study saying the same thing. We've given evidence where dentists are coming forth saying that masks are making gum disease increase by 50%, and that bacteria is the worst bacteria in the human body, which is associated with heart attacks and strokes. We've given all this information. We've talked about bacterial pneumonia because of the mask. We talked about staph infections because of the mask. We talked about all this. I have an article right here. Doctor admits masks don't work. All viruses can get through. See, these are facts. These are published articles in the public domain by people who aren't willing to be bought and paid for and who puts the American people first. And speaking of putting the American people first, I'm proud to admit that this is an article titled Newly Elected Governor Lifts Predecessor's Mask Mandate. And that's Greg Gianforte, the new governor of Montana. Thank you for using common sense and logic. Thank you for doing the reading and research. And he just lifted the state masks mandate here in Montana. And I think he's doing some really good things on some gun laws coming up, too, that we discussed about Missouri and other states as well, like Utah, regarding open carry and things like that. I think some of that's pending. But from what I'm noticing, I think he's doing a really good job. So, Greg Gianforte, thank you, Governor. Thank you for having guts and putting the people of Montana first. Next, there's a video out, and it's going to be infecting with COVID, swab, RNA vaccine, artificial intelligence, stuff like that. And basically, if you look at it, it's on BitChute. And the title of it on the screen will be, "If you put your hand in the fire, you'll get burnt." That is the name of it. And I wish I could get into a lot of details, but there's not a lot of time. But I will mention a few things. It's one of the things that they talk about in the beginning is the swab test. And people, you have to, now have I personally verified this, but experts have. There's experts in this video. They're leaving nanotechnology in your oropharynx from the swab test. They're calling it a medical device. They're also calling it a synthetic pathogen. This COVID virus has not been isolated or sequenced, which means it's never been proved that the virus is the cause of any disease. There's no evidence of isolation. You need to look at this new...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich had a couple quick comments. One, you were talking about postmarking balance. If you send in, class, if you send in a rebate form, it will say must be postmarked by and there'll be a specific date. So if you want your, you know, dollar rebate or $10 rebate, whatever it might be, the company issuing the rebate is going to check the postmark. That's for a rebate, right? And the next question is, what would the king do? What would the king do? So Rich has been asking a hypothetical question. Why don't these guys in Washington, D.C., do their job? Why are they not honorable? Why do they not have integrity? Because the reason is that they don't want to be dethroned. They don't want to lose the perks and the benefits and all the trappings that come with the illegalities that they're involved in. And each one of these guys and gals has a gun pointed to the other guys and gals' head, and they are threatening to expose them for their corruption. So it's in gridlock. Nobody's going to do anything. Nobody's going to move. It's going to be status quo until the revolution. And you mentioned BitChute, BitChute. One word, BitChute. Ron Gibson, thank you very much for putting us on BitChute as well as YouTube. So class, USA Prepares is on BitChute on the Ron Gibson channel. Ron, R-O-N as in Ronald, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. So if you want to find us and you're sick of supporting YouTube, then you can go to BitChute. You can just go to your favorite search engine. Hopefully it's DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. And you can make that your favorite search engine if you'd like. That's one that a lot of USA Preparers instructors use. And you can type in BitChute, BITCHUTE space USA space PREPARES. BitChute USA Prepares. And you'll find us. Thank you very much, Ron Gibson. I really appreciate all your hard work and everything that you do to put us out on the internet every broadcast day. Thank you, Ron. I really appreciate it. Back to you, Rich Eben.
Well, thank you, Vince. And, yes, thank you to Ron Gibson. Thank you to the thousands of American patriots out there. It's not a left-right paradigm. It's about the rule of law. It's about freedom. It's about liberty. It's about respecting the over a million combat soldiers who gave their life at young ages for our freedoms. When they say things like, oh, it's about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity, and then I show for years thousands of pieces of evidence that shows that those words are politically correct buzzwords used to keep you submissive. When I show, we've shown so much evidence that the rich get richer and the monies and the prosperity and the opportunity goes from the bottom 93% to the top 1 to 2%. Week after week, using every piece of evidence about welfare for the rich, welfare for the banks, printing money out of thin air, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks, Keynesian economics, group identity politics, professional wordsmithing, all the destroying America through mediocrity. Thousands of pieces of evidence. And there's still enough. This is why they call people useful idiots, because they're still out there sticking up for their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, screaming equality, fairness, tolerance, when the middle class is being dissected. And you're going to have what's left, the super wealthy and the super poor slaves. That is, if you don't get killed through wars, eugenics, genocide, biological and chemical warfare. Okay. I'm going to continue to use published articles in the public domain. Next article. Prevent people from being intimidated or pressured into taking experimental vaccines. This is from the American frontline doctors. Okay, they're creating a petition to try to give rights to the people so the people are no longer intimidated and coerced into taking things that they don't want to their body. Where are the feminists? Whatever happened to it's my body. I can do what I want. Where are the big mouths now? We'll be right back after this break, folks. I got quite a few more articles to go.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The recall of Democrat Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is nearing its goal. California Police Sergeant Adam Garcia making a statement to the Chino City Council earlier this month.
This rising crime and the escalating threat to California residents is a direct result of the failed policies put in place by Gavin Newsom. Governor Newsom has been quietly releasing thousands of inmates from prisons throughout the state. He is doing so without any threat assessment and with complete disregard for the safety of Californians.
Today, the signature reporting period closes for the Newsom recall. Next up is signature submission deadline due on March 17th. The World Health Organization has granted emergency approval to AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The agency announced on Monday the vaccine will be distributed globally through the COVAX program aimed at stopping the pandemic. The WHO Director General said the organization now has all the pieces in place for rapid vaccine distribution, but added they still need to ramp up production. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sunday's Daytona 500 saw driver Denny Hamlin finish fifth after the lightning delay and the nail-biting finish. Denny caught up with Motor Racing Network and talked about the new racing league, SRX. The Superstar Racing Experience will feature six races at dirt and short tracks on Saturdays in June and July. Denny was asked if he'd like to be a part of SRX.
I'd love to. I think that Tony and Ray are building something that's pretty awesome over there. Kind of building a car from the scratch and taking it to all kinds of different types of racing is very cool. So certainly, it all kind of stemmed from a little dinner I had with Ray probably a week or so ago, but certainly got some interest there and wouldn't mind being a ringer, although I hope not to get shown up by some of those old guys.
Danny's daughter just turned 8. He was asked how things have changed since he's become a father.
Well, that's the patience. You got to learn the patience is the biggest thing that, I can say that I've gotten better at as a dad. I don't know if it's gotten better professionally, but I certainly believe as a dad, I just understand, what I deem not necessarily important because it's, hey, I really want this, really want that. Like, it's important to them in their life at this time. So it's understanding from their perspective, as a dad, just being patient with them and trying to mold them into the person that you want them to be in the long run.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? Oh, God,
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, you're going to be talking about the refineries that have been shut down because of the weather. Is that something you had on your list?
I don't know if I'm going to get to that. So if you want to discuss it now, Vince, go ahead. And I could always not mention it.
All right. Very quickly, class. Fractional distillation is a method of taking crude oil, which is like a tarry, gooey, black substance, and it's heated. It's boiled up. And through a column, the different products that you know as engine oil, tar, naphtha, kerosene, gasoline, diesel fuel, all of those products come off at a different temperature. So think of it like high-rise building with an elevator. And at the bottom of the elevator, you know, in the basement, they're cooking this crude oil. And then at the first floor, you get the heavy oils. Then at the second floor going up, you get a little bit lighter than that. And, you know, midway up the high-rise, you might get something like kerosene, and then a little higher than that, gasoline, and so forth. Well, it's so cold across the United States that system doesn't work because the outside air is blowing across the distillation column, and it's cooling it, and it's messing with the temperatures at which these products boil off. That's how cold it is. It's also so cold that the electric power grid can't supply electricity to the refineries because they draw a tremendous amount of current. So that's another reason why the refineries are offline. And another reason is if they use natural gas, the natural gas is freezing in the pipelines going to the refineries. It's also freezing in the same pipelines that go to people's houses. So we have a real mess here because electricity, some of it, is generated by natural gas. Natural gas is used to heat houses. Natural gas is used in the refining process. And so it's like our energy system is at a severe risk
because
of these cold temperatures.
Okay, Vince, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
we lost
you for a few seconds.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
I don't know what to say, but all right, so I'll talk more about that tomorrow. But what I'm saying is you should have on hand everything that you need to survive. And we've been telling you to get out of Dodge because if you live in an apartment and you are at the end of the power cord from the grid, you have no control over what happens. If you are at the end of a faucet, that is at the end of the municipal water supply, you are at risk. You need to get away from all of that so that you can be in control of your own life and your own destiny. That's the whole, that's the answer in a nutshell. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It's going to be way harder than just turning on the faucet or flipping on the light switch or turning up or down the thermostat. You can do all that in the good days. But when things go bad and the utility company says, you know what, we don't have enough electricity for y'all, so we're going to have rolling blackouts. And we'll let you know when it's going to get better. That's how it is. Now, for Rich and me and Gwyneth and Kyle and Sharon and others, we're in control of our own destiny. Now, if we make mistakes, it's bad. But we did them. We are not at the mercy of people we don't know. That's the whole point. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. People, before I go on to the next article, just remember, look at all the things that they say is no evidence. Look, the lack of transparency. They use their defense. Their main defense is liar, liar, pants on fire. They censoring everything, redefining facts and evidence. I mean, people, how can you trust a word that they say? They're done. Everything is done by Hollywood, by the mainstream media. They're all actors. They have a script. They have a plan. They have a template for destruction, and you're part of the destruction. So let me go back to talking about health care. Fauci wins $1 million prize for defending science. Think about that, defending science. He's got patents and profits on these so-called diseases. He's defending science. He used for how long? This fake PCR test that they turned up the unit of measure and everything was COVID, fruits, goats, Coca-Cola. Remember all that? I said it. How about the acronym PIC? Pneumonia, influenza, and COVID. Everything's going into the COVID. Do you remember all the miracle articles I shared with you where only 23 Americans in a given week got tested positive for COVID, or 15,000 cases were reported last year at the same time for the flu. But it all goes into COVID. So there's no flu. Flu's wiped out. 130 years of seasonal flu wiped out. Plummets 95%. I know this audience is not that dumb to believe that. Next. Scientist who created first COVID saliva test dies mysteriously. Well, imagine my shock. Maybe he created a test that was accurate and didn't show enough COVID positive. And they didn't want him to tell the truth. You think? Next. GOP subpoena for coronavirus nursing home death data gets blocked by the New York Democrats. It gets blocked. Subpoenas are getting blocked. Do you see how corrupt we are? You can't believe anything anymore. Nothing. Zero. It's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, especially gaslighting. Next, doctors now warn about permanent damage in cardiovascular events following the COVID-19 vaccination. People, these videos that I talked about, you need to look at, okay? It's absolutely essential that you look at these videos that I mentioned earlier today. Same thing with election fraud, Unmasked, Absolute Proof by Mike Lindell. You need to listen to these mathematicians like John Solomon, economists like Peter Navarro, expert like Joe Van Pulitzer, which has the legal valid means of checking machines and ballots forensically. And they're going against the law for everything, from the state legislature everywhere. Not even adhering to subpoenas. We're lawless. We're lawless. Our Supreme Court jokes. Vince, what did they call back in the medieval days? They had a court gesture or something like that, who's kind of like a comedian. It would roll around.
Yeah, court jester.
And do somersaults. Court jester. I think that's what we should call them. The Supreme Court gestures. Take Alito and Thomas out of there. But the Supreme, what do you think? I think that's a really good idea. Okay, next. I'm running out of time here. Where was I? Oh, it's not just the elderly. 19-year-old in hospital ICU after second dose of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. I want you to also think about the fact, folks, that hospitals, diagnosticians, that includes physicians, that includes healthcare institutions, got paid for saying that person was a diagnosed positive coronavirus. Remember how we talk about bribery and blackmail? That's under a category of bribery. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You delegitimize work. You delegitimize your country. We're not even rewarding mediocrity anymore. We're past that. We're rewarding criminals. We're enabling the most corrupt companies with liability immunity. And we're getting, in return, wealth inequality, making people dumber, making them devolve by making them stick up for the group, their hyphen, and their pronoun. Give these people these elite free lunch, eliminate the rule of law for precedence, and we're being used as pawns with no representation. Can you connect these dots here, people? Next, New York man dies 25 minutes after receiving COVID vaccines. Sometimes, Vince, when I put the cursor where I need to be, it stays up for a couple seconds and then it disappears. In case you're wondering why I pause sometimes. Okay, next. Four elderly patients died on the same day as receiving the Pfizer vaccine. But see, Congress gives liability immunity to these companies. Hard to believe it's America, people. Next. Man tests positive for COVID 3 weeks after second vaccine dose. So he takes two doses, putting his life on the line, and he still gets tested positive for using these phony tests in order to maintain fear in the population to control the people. Evidence, facts, jurisdiction, transparency, rule of law, accountability, all gone. Means nothing. We should just, you know what, Vince? I think we should just start a little language. Pick it. Right? Somewhere my half was off. Means the same thing.
That's what they've been. They've been using that in the public school system. And not only that, they use it.
Absolutely.
And people are using that kind of language.
Start talking pig Latin. You know,
no, that's understandable. That's understandable. I'm talking about there's several dialects that are being used with texting, and pretty soon there won't be any words left. And by the way, class, people are judged by the words they use. People are judged by the words they use. So when someone says THX for thank you in an email, I have to discount that because I think that doesn't mean they really want to say thank you because they're too lazy to type out the two words, thank you. Yeah. I'm serious.
And
like Merry Xmas. Who is Merry Xmas? Merry Xmas. That's supposed to mean Merry Christmas. But we're too lazy to even say Christmas.
Well, keep in mind, remember that, I can't remember when it was, last week before, last month, I mentioned a couple of articles where the powers that be were calling acronyms racist. Swear to God, not making this stuff up. We have literally the people who are the lieutenants of the powers that be. Some people use deep state. Some people use the establishment. Some people use the fact that they're bought and paid for Democrats, and we all know it's not a left-right paradigm. We know that. They have literally picked the people to manufacture their perception of self-importance, self-preservation, in order to take the money to sell us out to the highest bidder. Now, let me give one last article on this context before we go into break. Immunologist warns Pfizer Moderna vaccines could cause long-term chronic illness. Chew on that. Yeah. Remember what Dr. Sheely said about chronic illness and pharmaceutical drugs. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Now, just here picking the ice out of the coffee. It's freezing in Missouri. Absolutely freezing, but it's going to warm up. Pretty soon we're going to be maybe 4 degrees outside, moving up from minus 11. That's a good sign. And, class, I just want you to know that in all these technologies that are the answer to our energy needs, like solar panels, well, they're all covered with snow, and they're generating 0.0 watts of electricity right now. Rich?
Yeah, what I do is when I get a little dusting, I'll go out with a tool, kind of like a duster on a pole, and I will dust the snow off. It works great. And obviously, we live off. I live off grid. Obviously, you know, I have solar, and it's not that I'm not a proponent of being green. I'm all for it, but it's for individual households. And if the powers that be really wanted us to go green, they would eliminate all property tax if you lived off grid. But they don't want to do that. It's a consolidation and an addiction of power, money, control. They're all hypocrites. They're all liars. They're double standards. They fly around in private jets. Their carbon footprint is 30,000 what the average person is. They're all phony. It's just that they have the microphone. What's it? Vince, okay, all right. Globay, Metro-A-Ru, Alepticism, Cracker, Bleak, Camcorder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
For sure. We might as well talk like this, because nothing means anything. Rule of law, accountability, it all depends on what group you're in. It's a big joke. We might as well just come out here and hyphenate a bunch of syllables. Let's invent a new language.
You know, Rich,
this is
seriously,
where America's at. They have spit on the families of everybody, every combat soldier who gave their life for this country. These Democrat swing states spit on the families of the old people who they had them murdered. They spit on everybody who tried to follow the rule of law their whole life. They have spit in the face of everybody who tried to work hard, have proven results, get a job through qualifications. Means nothing. A few elite and the people who are willing their lieutenants to sell us out for their own personal gain. That's what we have in America right now. all these people who want to put themselves first over their country. And we're giving them free lunch, eliminating the rule of law for their precedents, while we're being targeted for extinction. And they lower the bars of standards expectations so far for a job that work is now delegitimized and people can't control their own destiny. This is a joke. The Supreme Court gestures. That's what it should be. And what the hell happened to our oath, our duty? When the military sees foreign interference, where the average Joe, like myself, is coming up with all these published articles in the public domain, and yet the powers that be, including our Supreme Court gestures, taking away Thomas and Alito, of course, don't see evidence? Because you don't want to look at evidence. And now you're creating, you're setting up theater to look at evidence coming up soon. And it's obvious it's all fake and phony. Vince, let me ask you a question in our last remaining seconds. How the heck can the people have consumer confidence and trust in this system?
You know, I mentioned Pope Alexander VI, Rodrigo Borgia. He was Pope from 1455 to 1458 of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And so he was involved, he and his family were involved with rape and murder and mayhem and all kinds of crimes. But, you know, if you paid him enough, he would sell you indulgences to, you know, cleanse your crimes so that you would get through the pearly gates. That was Pope Alexander VI. Now, you mentioned, I keep mentioning, what would the king do? What would the king do? These guys, and I'm talking about all these kings. I'm talking about the Congress people, the Senate people, the captains of their counties, the mayors, all these little kings. They do not want to relinquish one iota of the benefits and trappings of their little kingdom. They won't do it. So they will do whatever is necessary, lie, cheat, murder, whatever it is that's necessary to keep them on the throne so they can enjoy the trappings of your hard work. That's what they do. Bribery, sedition, treason, murder. I'm not saying all of them are murderers. I'm just saying that it's almost limitless what these people will do in order to keep their position. Rich, do you disagree or agree?
Oh, of course. Who would not agree with that statement?
Yeah. Rich, thank you so much for all your research and spending so much time. And I would guess that within the next couple hours, your blood pressure will return to normal.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. We'll see.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.